Hey, everybody. This is Stephanie Wilder Taylor. You know me from For Crying Out Loud podcast. And I'm here with Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV and Watch What Crappens podcast, one of my favorite all-time podcasts. I'm a huge fan. And we figured we'd bring our talents together to talk about The Bachelorette.
Oh, man. I know that there's a ton of Bachelorette podcasts out there, but I don't know that they're angry enough.
No.
I don't feel that there's enough anger spewing out they're all over the
angry.
Country. They're not?
They're not full of the snark like we are.
I know they're out there, but man, once I watch this show, I was totally hooked. I'm loving this show. I'm loving watching it.
It's fun. I'm having none of these people. But I mean, could you ask for a better villain than Chad?
Chad is so good. What happened? Chad. Come back, Chad.
Oh, I think he'll be back.
Chad, I need you back in my life, Chad.
You know, you can really see for a while I was like, I can't believe they're not getting rid of this guy. I mean, yeah, I know he's good for the show, but at the same time I thought this guy is dangerous.
Oh, well, we'll get into that as we go. I will say lots of penis outlines in this show. So as I watch more and more episodes, I'm starting to see why people watch it, because I was always one of those people who was like, who cares? You see someone make out on TV. How does that make you want to make out with someone? Like, I don't get it. That's stupid. But then watching this show, I'm like, rawr. I mean, I'll wake up in the middle of the night sweating like, whoa, that boring blonde guy with Dockers was in my dream. I mean, it wasn't necessarily sexual, but like we were making out. You know, he bought me cotton candy.
He was helping you pick out a new pair of loafers.
Yes, there is something. It starts manipulating your brain where you actually believe this bitch. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is totally how love works. You meet somebody one time, you make out with them 10, and then you get married. Like, what is so hard about it?
My favorite part is how they talk about, they're all talking about their relationship, and they've known each other a week.
Yeah, I really need to talk about our relationship.
Yeah,
really?
I really feel like this has been going really fast. Yeah, it's been going fast. You've known him 4 days. Now you're on vacation. You've had no time. I almost said you've had no one-on-one time. I'm totally buying into all the show lingo. I'm genuinely mad. I'm like, you've had no one-on-one time with him. How can you know how you feel about him?
I'm going to start doing that when I'm dating. I'm going to be like, okay, guys, it's time for a two-on-one. Right.
Who's going on the group date and who's getting one-on-one time with Ronnie?
Yeah, dating should work like that, where you just go on Tinder and you're like, okay, I picked 10 of you.
Exactly.
So here's a living room to sit in, BYOB, and I'm going to make out with you all in the back and, you know, ask you what you think about me, because that's really all she cares about.
Right.
Or to cry, like she wants to make everybody cry or they mean nothing to her. She's like, can you feel things? What hurt to you? I'm like, okay, Barbara Walters. She's like, when was the last time you cried? And if they can't cry, she's like, but I can't be with him. He can't cry. Like, that is her biggest thing. She just wants somebody to sob.
Oh, well, they're all about, like, you know, my walls can't come down. They all have Bethany walls.
Walls.
Now the walls are down. The walls are down. My walls are down. My walls are down. I'm vulnerable. I need to see vulnerability from you. What are you talking about? You're suntanning it by a pool. What?
If you cut me, I bleed. She's like, oh my God, that's so romantic.
Then you got Jordan, who all these guys too, just as an overall, I get so creeped out by how sort of a predatory?
Rapey? I mean, I don't know. There's different adjectives.
They're all like, but I have to say, and you know what? I'm not trying to blame the victim here. I'm really not. But she puts out this vibe that the second she's in their presence, she's all hands on them. You know, puts her arm around them. She's got her arm snaked around their neck. She's pulling them closer. So she's given these guys this message that they are all welcome to touch her anytime they want. So the second she walks, you know, down the front lawn with somebody, they're immediately all over her.
Yep.
That would gross me out.
Yeah, I mean, she got a decent proposal on a pool table this week. I was like, good Lord, woman.
By the gay
girl.
One.
I know, the gay one.
That one, Robbie is gay, right?
Look, I don't have a gaydar. I tend to date a lot of straight guys. Don't ask. It's 2016. The world is different now. I don't even understand. I don't even think anybody understands what gay means anymore. Because gay guys you know, we're used to them, right? Because we're everywhere now. And right. so it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
And straight guys have turned gayer. I don't mean if that means penis suckier or anything like that. But, I mean, just culturally, I don't know if they've adopted our habits, you know, like making out with dudes or whatever. But they've definitely adopted a lot of the hair, spray tan, a lot of that douchey stuff. I don't know if it's L.A., if it's just a man in 2016. I don't know what it is. I'm enjoying it.
Well, but all of the guys are metrosexual on this batch of the Bachelor of the guys. They're all metrosexual. But beyond that, I feel like Robbie has all the mannerisms of an absolute comfortable in his own skin gay man.
He has like the creepiest gay vibes. Like he's not one of those like fun gay guys. He's kind of hot. Like he's just Creepsville. Like the way he gets up on her, he's like too much in her face. And he's too like trying to be imposing. He's like that guy that they showed on Real Housewives of New York, Ray, who's like, I love you, bitch.
Yes.
You know, he's like the gay straight guy who was dating yes. Luann. And he's kind of like that, like super gay, and everybody else thinks he's gay. He's like a younger version of him. Like he wears the same suit and he does his hair in the same like high lit, you know, way. And he has the same orange spray tan. And you know that when he gets loose enough, he's like, oh, come on, bitch.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I had such a strong vibe from him through the whole episode where he was, especially the second episode, which we'll get into. But all of his, the way he's sitting there talking to her, it was so mannered and so like you could completely watch him cutting loose.
Yes.
I want to send him to Ibiza and go, you go do you.
Yeah. You know, he comes home. She's like, where you been, honey? And he's like all relaxed, but he just got a handy at the Korean spa. Like he's that guy.
Yeah, he is.
Never fall in love with a man with a man bun. A man bun, or like he probably has a front man bun because he has that big, huge hair in the front, like that DuckTales hair. So he's probably got like a front man bun.
But Ronnie, they all do.
It's creepy.
All of those guys have the same haircut. And John, husband John, found some pictures of Jordan before the show where he had long hair and like a beard. So John's theory is that this is what they think that women like. Right. That all the producers, that they all the guys go through a makeover and they give them that new haircut, which is the long on top with the back fade.
Yeah. And then the fade on the sides. Like a lot of them are doing that. Like Vinny the barber, I still can't figure out if he was trying to fade on the sides and then shave his hairline on top. Because you know how some people do that.
Right.
Or if he had plugs. That's my next guess, because the front does look like kind of new grass. You know,
yeah,
it's like yes. a little grass walkway around his head. So yeah. I'm not really sure. But,
like a hedge. Yeah, he has
yes,
hedge things.
He's like a little Vinny the Hedge, you know, barber.
Yeah.
I laugh every time I see Vinny the Barber. I laugh.
But Jordan, his hair is starting to get out of control. It's like its own character now on the show.
Jordan.
Heron Rogers.
Oh, Heron Rogers. Yes, Heron Rogers,
it's,
the football
it's
player.
Like it got longer just during the shooting. And now it's just, do you know what I mean? It like falls to the side. It has a whole thing going. It's got its own show happening.
They got the extra pack from the Toy Story toys so you can give Woody different hairdos. It's like we're totally
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, gayizing our children. It's like instead of Mr. Potato Head, now you have just potato brain. And then you can get a dodo from The Bachelor and just put girl hair on them if you want, you know?
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, I don't know how you would do this if you didn't have Chad, because they seem all the same guy to me.
They do. There's a few times where I was like, wait a second, didn't he just make out with her? And then I have to look at my little cast list and I'm like, oh, that was a different guy. And yeah. I mean, really, we've watched so much of this now. We've watched 8 hours of the show, so I should know, but
difference.
Some
know
of them, I don't even know their names. I just
Chase
write down,
Bobby,
you know, the
and
orange
all,
swimmer.
Yeah. They all look so similar. All right, well, let's get into it
because there's so much that happens, guys, so much.
All right, so episode, Monday night's episode.
Yes, this was a very special 2-week Bachelor special blah. Yeah,
a lot of making out.
There was a lot of Tic Tacs died for the making of this episode.
So we start with Chase getting a one-on-one.
Chase gets his one-on-one, and his clue is, let's get physical.
And something is wrong with Chase's eyes. They look, he has dead eyes.
Yes, he does like have a, dead eyes. He has dead inside eyes. Yeah, yes, he does.
There's nothing. I was watching him, and I'm like, this is creepy out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing.
And then when he talks like he is the one who's like talking like this. I am so excited to spend time with JoJo. And you think this guy doesn't have a personality. I mean, look at Chris back there. Chris, the host. He comes in. He's wearing a sweater in the summer. That's personality. All right. Do something. I mean,
that's personality plus.
Yeah. Even if it's going to be, you know, just choosing a blue sweater. Just do that. Do anything. But stop mumbling. You're making me tired. And we just started. But then something amazing happens. He takes off his shirt.
That's, yes. And then what happens? They start making out. So they go on a one-on-one date, and they're sent to a yoga studio where, and I love this about these kind of shows. There's always some quirky, it's the yoga lady, the quirky yoga lady. Kind of goes with all the waiters and waitresses and all the Real Housewives.
Yes.
Right?
It all goes around. It all also totally coincides with anybody who's ever taken yoga or anything like that. Anytime somebody's like, hey, you want to do a tantric yoga class where it's all about love and sex, and then you go and you're like, nobody wants to fuck this person. It's like Ruth, Dr. Ruth, do you remember her? She was like the sex advisor.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth.
Yeah. And she was just this little old lady. And I'm like, I can't listen to her talking about sperm or whatever.
You take the penis. And you stroke the penis.
When you are happy, you smile. When penis is happy, it gets big and hard. You make penis happy.
So cute, but yeah, I would never want to think about sex that way. And that's kind of how this lady is. She's like, welcome to yoga. It's hot. Now watch me flap my vagina on the ground. And then she lays down on the ground and starts doing this. I mean, it's just basically gyrating her hips, right? So she's just like kind of fucking the air, which, I get it.
Yeah.
But then I know this is so gross, and I'm sorry. I hope you're not listening to this in the car with your children, but she was flapping her vagina. I was like, what is happening under there? It looked like two little gerbils, like having a fight.
I know. It was like her vagina was breathing. Which maybe that's a thing. Maybe you pay extra for that.
Oh, speaking of breathing vaginas, I forgot to say, it was amazing watching Chris. The house was toilet papered, and it was a total shithole when we opened this morning. And Chris was outside cleaning up the toilet paper, and I thought that was so funny. He's like, God damn it, here I am cleaning up the toilet paper. I was like, yeah, you wuss. This show's so low budget. They're like, sorry, no maid, just you, Chris. It's like, damn it, I wore my blue sweater. Oh, okay, we get it. Take off your personality and get to work, Chris.
Well, follow, since they're always, they think that he runs the show or something, that he's all doubles as the EP. Like, Chris, we need to talk to you about something. There's not enough cheese cubes.
Well, I'm at Smart and Final now, and I'm already in line. So if you need some, you know, some cheese sticks or whatever, you need to call me earlier or text me. I'm in line. There's people behind me. I can just imagine Chris losing it, cleaning the bathrooms.
He's like, I only have $80. They only gave me $80. So I guess I could get some cold cuts, too. Do you guys like turkey?
Do you have anything Chad orange?
Chad ate all the cold cuts, Chris.
Hey, got a little extra money here, Smart and Final. Is there anything orange I can smear on my face? Don't have time to get to the tanner today. Okay, so anyway, back in sex right, yoga with fugly people.
Is teaching him some kind of like Sting and Trudy tantric sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately they're staring into each other's eyes and practicing intimacy, which is so uncomfortable. And then Chase takes off his shirt, by the way, and has he has like a tattoo of an entire raccoon on his side.
Is that what that is? I thought, I was like, who tattoos themselves to look like a car crash victim?
At the TV, so I'm assuming it was a raccoon.
It looks like a big lion came around and bit into his body, and then that's the healing part. It's just like a gigantic, horrible bruise on the side of his body. It looks like a trauma victim.
The healing part. He's going to get that fixed. He's saving up for some plastic surgery to get that fixed. In the meantime, he's hoping it looks like a tattoo. That makes me feel so old, because then I just go, is this everybody? Are you just not a person anymore unless your whole body is covered with some random tattoo?
Oh, I love that trend because, you know, getting older, like, you see what that turns into. It's like, enjoy that raccoon that's going to be down at your knees in a few years. Like, the second you stop working out, you're like, where'd my skin go? It's like my little raccoon tattoos by my tennis shoes.
So now they have to stare into each other's eyes, and I almost called her JJ. JoJo can't take the tension, so she just starts making out.
Yeah. They're just basically making out. And then the yoga teacher that you don't want to bone brings in another guy that you don't want to bone. Because, you know, people you don't want to bone usually find each other on, like, Plenty of Fish or whatever.
Right.
And so he comes in. So they're, like, kind of, like, bone dancing on the side, sitting down. And I'm like, man, I think the real challenge is to see if Chase, the most boring man on earth, can keep a heart on, you know, having sex next to ugly people. That's the challenge. And I guess he did it.
And at the same time, saying the most boring, there's no edge, no sexuality from this guy. And he actually says things that were probably scripted, like, I have in quotes, I laid a foundation for us to grow on.
Like, what am I, a house?
What is that? What is that? Well, you make out, and then you're making out. It has nothing to do with that. You're laying a foundation. I'm making out with you to lay a foundation for our love and intimacy to grow. Oh, God, I would puke.
Well, what else are you going to say? This girl tries so hard. She's like, well, what are your hobbies? He's like, you. Okay. Well, what's your favorite color? Your skin. Okay. Well, what's your goal in life? You're my goal. Okay, well, he has such a good personality. That's what I love about her. She's like, says everybody's personality is so great. The dude is hot. That's it. Just say it. At least she admitted that. She was like, I didn't know about him, but he's so hot and sweaty. And I got to put my feet on his back. Oh my God, he's so cute. I could see him as my husband.
That's what she does. And while I'm getting grossed out, it is so funny because she's like, I just love that he said his favorite color is the color of my skin. So romantic. He really loves me. I could see him as my husband. Okay, so then they go to dinner.
I like steak too. We're going to get married. Then they go to dinner to talk about... Oh, well, in between this, we get a shot of the what's going on in the house. And the only reason I bring this up is because it was amazing. It's the douchebags working out. So Chad, and Chad's like, and I can't even do it without coughing.
He's lifting a weight so big. It looks like he has a toddler in each hand that he's like back getting those triceps.
It's like lifting Chris with, you know, rolls of toilet paper in his hands. Like, put me down, buddy. Put me down. So he's working out, and then his friend, Canadian Vampire over there, who is the gay one, like, that guy, I don't even think is going to be hiding it, but you betcha I'm a Holmes. So that guy, and you know, welcome to the club. I am gay, so that's not a criticism. It's more points for my team, okay?
Right. It's just what it is.
Yeah, we'll take him. So I like this guy because he has this, and I've worked out in West Hollywood, okay? And this is the gayest workout I've ever seen. He works out by whatever he does is bent over. He will find any way to bend over. I don't even care if he's doing a bench press. He'll do it upside down so he could bend over.
Oh, I know.
And he sticks his butt so far out. Have you noticed it? He did it like 10 times.
Of course I noticed it. It was the best visual of the whole show, with the crazy arched backs, both of them.
And he's got this big old butt, and he sticks it right out. So if Chad moves... If Chad moves angles, he will angle his butt so that it's in front of Chad. Like, he kept re-angling his butt. I was dying laughing at this. And Chad's, you know, Chad doesn't care. He's just like, well, okay, I guess he's obsessed with his butt. Like, what do I care?
Yeah.
But I just love that because it happens 10 times during it. And this guy is hilarious. Now I'm loving Canadian Vampire because he's too much. He's like trying to get butt sex on camera.
Oh, yeah, and has no qualms about it. He's just like, yeah, whatever. I love Chad. I like what Chad's got going on. I like a lot of the guys in the house. Don't care that much about JoJo, but I'm having a good time.
So back to the date. I have to say, Chase, last week, I think we crowned him the most boring human being ever born. But now that I've seen him making out and shirtless, I want him to live forever and possibly become president. I love you. I love you, Chase. I love you so much.
I think she likes him because, you know, spoiler alert, in the next episode, when she's doing the football thing, she does say that she likes Chase.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
and by the way, by that episode, I'd already completely forgotten about Chase.
Well, so I had a memory of being in love, but I was watching the next episode. Well, I was watching the end of this one when they're, you know, giving the rose to whatever. And I was looking around and did not see Chase. And I was like, where's Chase? I mean, because I had the memory of falling in love, but I couldn't remember with who. And I thought, when I see him, I'll know. And then I saw all these guys, and I was like, where is he? So I don't know if he was on break. I don't know if she was just like, you know, just go take naked pictures of yourself in my bathroom while I get this rose bullshit over with. I don't know what was happening, but I didn't see him. And I really got sad. I started fast-forwarding through the next episode just to see if he was back. I was like, I just fell in love. Don't take this away from me, Chase. Don't make me Chase.
That's how I feel about Derek.
Which one was Derek?
Derek is the one that looks like the guy from The Office.
Oh, yeah. I was glad. I mean, come on. It's just like keeping the ugly guy to be nice. I mean, no offense. No offense, guy from The Office. I don't mean you. But
He's not ugly. The guy that Christian is not attractive.
The Christian, guy who says
he's been a victim of racism. He's just got like a weird frog head.
He does have a frog
one
head,
of the half black guys. He's not Grant.
Yeah, I feel like his eyes can kind of see on both sides of the room, like at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got like independently roving eyes.
Yes.
Okay, so sorry. I'll talk about people I'm in love with forever because, like, Chase, I did push ups. I was like, maybe Chase will come back. And I did some push ups. Like, I'm still in pain because I don't do that.
Oh, my God. But Chase, but didn't you fall out of love a little bit when Chase? Okay, so then they go and there's the.
No,
the
I didn't.
There's a music. Right, playing just for them, and then Chase makes that little heart sign that, you know, young pop stars make in their videos with two hands, and you put up your fingers together and make a heart.
Yes. Well, thankfully, I also like Taylor Swift, so there you go. There you go, Chase, because she does that. She'll be like heart.
Yeah,
y'all.
Exactly. Chase did that.
Yes, Chase. That means that's like a Taylor. You know, maybe that was a sign to me.
14-year-old girl.
No, thankfully, because I will not go to jail when I marry him, because I will find him. I mean, he's here somewhere. They all had auditions for somewhere. I'll start going to commercial auditions just to find Chase.
We can find him. We should find him on Facebook. He's probably on Facebook.
Oh my God.
I'm sure he's been kicked off by now.
Well, that's the only book ever coming out of him is based on that face.
He does the heart sign and then he goes, JoJo makes this place feel good. Makes his heart feel good. I puked.
I probably would have puked, but I was not listening to anything he said. In my mind, he was just saying, JoJo, Ronnie. Ronnie is the one I love. I would have 5 jobs to work for Ronnie, but I will never talk to Ronnie. I would be quiet and look pretty and make money. And I was like, oh, my God, boner, tantric boner.
Well, you made him French, so you at least gave him a little personality.
I'm on making him well-traveled. I'm like, let me tell you about my master's degree. So they're talking about their date over wine, and it is so hilarious. It's hilarious watching how these two have nothing to say. And she says things like, you make me feel safe. Yeah,
she says that to everybody.
You make me feel so safe. And he's like, well, I'm a kid of divorce, so for me, marriage is one and done, and it's forever. So it's, like, super important. Like, when I find somebody, that it's the one. Because I only want to get married one time. And if you try and leave me, I'll fucking kill you, bitch. She's like, this is so romantic.
A lot of guys are just like, you know, I'll just marry somebody and stay married for, you know, 6 months or so until I meet somebody better. But not me. I'm the kind of guy who wants to be married for a while.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to – I mean – sure, if I meet someone else down the line, am I going to stray? Yeah, who isn't? But I mean, for right now, if I marry you, that's who I'm married to.
That is kind of how people get married now. I mean, one of my best friends got married, and I was like, how are you doing this? You barely know this person, whatever. And she's like, well, then you get divorced. Like, that's how people think of it. So he's like,
yeah.
I'm not ever getting divorced. And then for all of those wondering if he's gay, which is you, here's another clue that's possible. I mean, besides the, you know, overworked out body and the bleached hair and the haircut and, you know, everything else.
Right.
He actually says, I think I could love JoJo. I want to be part of her world. Okay, Little Mermaid quotes.
Part of this world.
Possibly gay. Whenever there's a Little Mermaid quote, or if he like starts walking down the street with an open book like Belle from Beauty and the Beast and starts saying bonjour a lot, I mean, there's like certain clues you can look for. So possibly gay. I don't know. Jury's out.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on him.
Now, they hire a band to play for them to make out in front of.
Yeah, who was that?
Charles Kelly? I don't know who that is either.
I don't know who it is, but I liked it.
There's a whole part of the country.
I have terrible taste in music, Ronnie. You're going to learn this about me. I was like, oh, I kind of like this song.
I don't really listen to any music except really old music. Because every time I turn on Spotify, it's like, I'm going to kill your ass and fuck you five times. And I'm like, what? What is this song even about? Or it's like Katy Perry singing about, you know, empowerment. Or Taylor Swift being broken up with again. Or Adele bitching about something. And I love you, Adele, but get happy, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have kids, so I listen to all that young. I know every Katy Perry song and all the Taylor Swift and all the young ones. But I didn't know who Charles Kelly was.
I think there's a whole part of the country that just keeps their stuff secret from us because they know that, like, our parts of the country are like, full of the lambs, and we'll just make fun of their country music and stuff,
right.
Which is true. I mean, that is true. So I see why they hide them, and then they'll bring them out on shows like this.
Right.
Because everybody else knows who they are, and they were good, this Charles Kelly.
And then people like me will go, oh, I like that. It's melodic. I like it in spite of myself.
Do they have a bachelorette soundtrack that they sell, because they have a lot of musicians come on?
They should.
Yeah, they should.
Should be like the soundtrack to the OC or something, where you go like, I would never have heard of this person normally.
Yeah. Are you a homely couple that likes to have sex to country music? Well, season 12 of The Bachelorette's got them all. Any musician with two first names as their name.
Oh, because the next episode, Dan and Shay.
Yeah. This is Charles Kelly, Dan Shay.
We'll build this love. And it's always, it's country, but it's those sort of like the metrosexual country artists.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
It's for the guys, and it's for the ladies, and it's for the Midwest, and it's for the LA metros.
Yeah, this isn't about where you live, guys. This is about if you like love in three chords. Let's figure it out.
And if you like a lot of hair gel.
Oh, man. I love hair gel. I mostly make fun of hair because I'm bald. And it makes me so mad. But, yeah. I'll just admit
but
it now.
If you had hair, would you wear it in a big Bob's Big Boy pompadour in front?
I probably would. I probably would. I was not responsible with my hair. I grew it long like a girl. I did the fade thing on the side. I used to have... not cornrows, but braids, like little tiny braids. I was a disaster. So, you know, I would be one of these douches. Oh, yeah, for sure. I would change my hair every other week. You have to pay $100 for a haircut now. You better make it look like a parade float. Now it is time for the group date. And Chad is like, I don't want to go on a group date with like 10 other guys. Gross. Like, fuck that. Like, they didn't deserve shit. I'll just wait for her to realize I'm amazing.
If she doesn't know I'm amazing at this point, then fuck her. She can fuck right off. I don't give a shit about her.
So
you guys are all ridiculous that you're all acting like, oh, I care about JoJo. I'm on this show to meet JoJo. Fuck that. I'm here to lift weights. And if I don't lift weights in the next 10 seconds, I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
I get that this guy is like the villain and whatever. Like, it's so ham-handed. I get it. But... I'm sorry. I'm kind of siding with him because so far, these other guys are like little bitches. They're like little male cast of the Real Housewives, every single one of them. So they're all sitting around and Chad's like, I don't want to go on a group date. Well, most guys would just be like, oh, whatever. Shut up. These guys are not. Heron Rogers is like, yeah, you think she would want to spend a whole day with you, huh? And then they start going around the circle, taking turns at Chad. They're like, yeah, man, like most of us, like you're supposed to feel grateful because like here we are, like maybe we could get to date her and like we should be grateful. Yeah, man, you should be more grateful. You have an opportunity to date this girl. You're mean. And I was like, oh, geez.
Yeah, we're on like a really cool journey. I can't believe you're not experiencing this journey and this experience of the journey like we are. Like, we're just experiencing our journey. How come you're not open to experiencing new experiences on this journey?
I know. How have they had all these musicians and not Journey play? How? How's that possible? Like, you guys are missing a huge sale there.
Huge opportunity.
And then James Taylor, the dorky dad guy, he's like, now look, son, you may have a bad attitude, and that's fine for you. You have the choice to live how you want, but if you're going to live under my roof, you are going to do as I say, because this is becoming all of our problems. You want to get grounded?
And then Chad goes, after all that he said before, Chad goes, listen, all I'm saying is I wish there were less people. And then he goes, and listen, Jordan, Heron Rogers, you're just a failed football player.
Yeah, but you see, this started because Heron Rogers wouldn't stop. He was the one who started poking with him like, yeah, do you think she wants to spend the whole day with you? Oh, really? Well, I hope if there's a challenge, I hope it's a bench pressing challenge and it doesn't make Chad have to spell. Because that would suck, because Chad can't even spell, because he's dumb. And then Chad was like, you got a problem with me, brother? All you do is throw leather. You failed 3 times as a football player. That's how he is in my mind. He tries to be such an ape.
But I just love, too, that Chad goes, hold on a minute. Back up 1 second. Are you saying I'm dumb? Like, there was the longest delay while his brain processed that Heron Rogers said, I hope there's no spelling. He was like, what are you implying here? Wait a minute. Are you saying I'm dumb?
What is he saying? Can someone spell it for me?
He's like, I'm not violent, but let's take this outside. Chad just like basically challenges every single guy to a rumble.
I want you to watch me eat this head of lettuce with my bare teeth, but outside. Let's go. Let's go outside.
And they're all like greasers from The Outsiders, right? They all have the slicked up hair pompadours, except for no one will go outside and rumble. They've all got the tight t-shirts on, the jeans, and they're like, well, no, well, I'm just going to sit in here and eat carrot sticks.
Yeah, these guys are such wussies, shit. And they've ganged up. So there's like 4 guys who have ganged up at last count who are like, oh my God, let's get rid of Chad. Like, they're acting like they're on America's Next Top Model. And they're,
I know.
It's so ridiculous. And so they all start helping each other out. So you've got Heron already going after Chad. And he's like, yeah, you want me to beat your ass? And then you've got, of course, the little midget military guy, Alex. And Alex is like, oh yeah? Wow, you're a little shit. Or you're absolute shit. He said something like that. And then Chad goes, yeah, well, you're a stupid faggot. Or whatever. They bleeped it out, but I'm assuming it was stupid faggot because what else could it be?
Midget.
And then midget, bleep. And then Chad is, Alex is like, yeah, I'm real scared of you, dude. Yeah, yeah, I'm real scared. But he was scared. His eyes were like, he looked like he was peeing himself. He's like, I'm not scared of you, okay?
And then there's like a little trickle going down his leg.
Yeah, little trickle.
Goes down.
And then everyone's like, yeah, we'll go outside. But then everyone just kind of sits there.
The funniest part to me was that most of those guys were not wearing a shirt. So it was like this weird, like, male spa kind of vibe. But then there's Chad eating meat and challenging everyone to a fight. And they're all like, well, we're just relaxing with no shirts on, hanging out, giving each other back rubs. Like, we're lovers, not fighters.
Exactly. We're all dating right now, okay? We're all in a process. I mean, don't mess
this up. Take it outside? Do you mean like for a nice walk? Like around the beautiful grounds? See if we can run into Chris Harrison?
Is this a walk where we might run into a band we know? I hope so, because I just brushed my teeth. Okay, I'll go out for a walk with you.
So this was really funny because then Chad keeps saying, you want to take it outside? You want to take it outside? And then they go to a commercial, right? So it seems like they're going to come back. Do you remember this part? It's like they're going to come back and Chad's going to like beat the shit out of someone.
Yeah.
But they come back and nothing happens.
Yep. That's pretty much how the show goes. They're like, dun, 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 dun. Never mind. Okay. Well, yeah. JoJo's making out with some guy.
They come back and they're all on the group date.
Yeah. So I guess that's where the violence comes in. So they're in these limos and Chad is like, these guys are sensitive. I just gotta be me. And then Alex, little guy, is like, I'm going to fuck with him. And I'm going to make him so mad that he shows his true colors in front of Joanne. I'm Joe, whatever her name is. She's going to see who he really is. Oh, God. So now they're, like, coming up with these stupid plots to, like, to make him look stupid as if they need to.
And so then they go to the this performance where they're going to tell sex stories.
And Ali has grown more hair on his face somehow. I think there's there's like hair next to his eyes now. I don't even know how that happened. He grows hairs out of every little pore on his body. Okay, that's all I have to say. Please, please continue.
So Ali is driving them all in his cab, and they get to the. It's just funny. I'm horrible. So they all get to the show, and now there's a woman faking an orgasm on stage, which I had to laugh to myself after having told you the story on our last episode about the being in acting, you know, that all the actresses were doing the scene from Harry Met Sally.
Yes. And so we literally have that scene now.
Literally have the woman faking an orgasm. Everyone gets uncomfortable, as they should, because it was just a bizarre moment.
That girl, look, I don't even want to be behind that girl at Target, much less think of her getting fingers in her whatever. Like, she needs to be quiet. And the set that they were on some stage set with an unmade twin bed with Kleenex on the thing and tons of lotion, like all these different kind of lubes and lotions. I mean, I don't think we should be ashamed of our sex lives either. Have sex. Like, have fun. That's, it's natural. Do it, everybody. But please, don't make me sit through your show about it.
No, I don't want to sit through a show about it. And, of course, the guys are all uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Vinny's face was hilarious. Like, he's like, oh, the people don't talk about stuff like this at Staten Island. I can tell you that. Like, this is, you know, that's not dinner conversation.
Well, and, it's hard to have that kind of conversation in a McDonald's, isn't it?
And then Chad is, of course, this was the best. So, how about the fact that Daniel, do you remember the episode where he gets hammered and he goes, I don't even really drink.
I'm not even a drinker.
Vampire. Yeah. Vampire is like, I don't even drink. I mean, besides blood, yeah. I don't drink. I'm really not a drinker.
He's like a sperm vampire.
That's all.
Sperm-pire.
I'm a vampire, but for sperm. All he does is get his drink on.
Yeah.
Like, in every episode, he's just drinking. Like, yeah. He's basically has a flask, and he's constantly like, I don't even really drink. I mean, in certain situations, of course I do. And then he's hammered.
Hey, good for him, dude.
Right.
So I mean, now he's going to have to get someone loosened up. That's how you do it. So Chad and the vampire. So they're, the challenge of this, one of the homely ladies is like, okay, we've got hot people here, and most of them have never been inside a theater. So don't worry, guys. Or inside a woman. So we're gonna have them tell their own sex stories, and it's gonna be hilarious. And Chad is like, I don't want to do this. I'm not telling her about my sex life. She hasn't earned that. It's not her business.
Oh my god, that was the best. And then Vampire is like, why don't you have a drink? You know, you should really try some alcohol. I mean, I don't ever really drink, but like, you should try it. You know, maybe it'll help you loosen up. I mean, that's what I've heard. I mean, I don't drink myself, but I've heard that alcohol can kind of relax you, I guess. So like, maybe, you know, you could try it. I mean, I personally wouldn't know because I don't really drink.
I wish he just came out and stuck his butt out like he was working out and just did that while he took a shot.
Yeah, that's going to be my show.
So Dick's Function, Evan, the dick guy, is the biggest pussy. Okay, now, if the question is who's gay, this guy is pretty gay. He's like a mixture between super gay and super Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors. Like, just the biggest nerd in the world. And I can't decide what it is, but gay, straight, nerdy or not, whatever. This guy is the biggest bitch. He acts like a little biatch. He makes me crazy, like a little tattletale little biatch. So he decides he's going to waste his monologue time talking about sex. Because, like, what's his sex story? I had sex, now I have three children that are an albatross around my neck. So he has, he wants to tell his story to make fun of Chad. So he wants to make fun of Chad during his. And, of course, the little midget's running around him like, do it! Do it! Do it!
Oh, yeah, they love to get him going.
So then we get into the the sex stories. The fireman talks about having sex in a park at 16 or something.
But by the way, I read something about this where, so if he was 16 and he's like however old he is now, at the time that the story happened, he's being accused of lying in that story because there was no there was maybe texting, but it wasn't used for like, it wasn't used the way it is now, where you just text back and forth.
Why? How old is he? Is he old?
Well, let's say he's 29. Okay. So it would have been like 13 years ago.
And we didn't have texting 13 years ago? What were we doing?
I don't know. Somebody, we didn't though.
Writing damn letters? Calling each other? Disgusting.
Texting is sort of new.
He's,
we didn't really have smartphones.
I guess. I'm trying to think what I was doing 13 years. I remember when I got my first text and I was like, what the hell? Yeah, I was just sitting there like slowly dying.
But, you know, whatever. Maybe he forgot. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? He's dumb anyway, and his sex story is dumb. And then he talks about how he doesn't really ever have a relationship. So I'm thinking this might be his only sex story. And it was sad because he never even got to finish. And I don't know. I'm not sure about this. And then Santa Claus talked about giving a girl cunnilingus while doing the alphabet.
He did the Sam Kinison bit.
Oh, is that a Sam Kinison bit?
Yeah, about licking the alphabet. I didn't want to think about that. I had to leave my body for a minute.
Did he give credit? Was he like, oh, it's an old Sam Kinison bit? Or was he just like,
I think he learned it from Sam Kinison and then talked about trying it. But who knows? The whole thing was uncomfortable.
Watching Santa Claus lick out the alphabet and imagining a vagina there. Not good.
No. And then Jordan, I just have in my notes, Jordan does something about penises.
Yes, of course. He's like, look, guys, if you see a dude naked and flaccid, like, that just means he didn't fluff. Like, it's not always that big. And he just talks about his own dick, of course.
And then I'm sure that JoJo was like, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is so romantic. He just talks about how I get him excited, you know, and I just really could see him being my husband because he would be excited by me, I guess. I don't know.
Fluffed or not, maybe he'll love me forever and only want me forever.
And then I have Ollie tells a story about a girl with a mustache.
Of course. It's like his cousin.
And then Vampire talks about tying a girl up, and he's got a knife in the story.
I always carry a knife. So, I tie her up, and I wanted to cut her hair. So
I filed a restraining order against him during the episode.
I'm like, look, Vinny, someone's trying to take your spot, you little barber. He's like, yeah, cut their hair. You betcha. Creep. And then Wells basically, they didn't show much of him. It cuts to Wells and he's on the floor with his leg like above him, like one of his legs up, and he's going like he's making all these farting jokes, and he's like he's bumping his butt like he's farting multiple times, and everyone's cracking up. And then the lady goes, well, thanks, Wells, for his threesome story. And I was like, what?
I know.
What was Wells doing? Like, Wells basically got spit roasted. That's his threesome story. Thanks, Wells. You're going to make it a really long time. He's like, I may not work out, but I can get banged by a whole truck stop full of dudes.
I know. I think there was like a lot more to those stories. I think some of those people had to have some like trauma therapy that were in the audience afterwards.
Well, that's what you get for going to theater in L.A.
And then so then Evan tells the story about accuses Chad of being on steroids. Chad is looking at him like someone's going to die.
Yeah, he made his entire story about someone else. He didn't have a sex story. He was just like, girl, this is a cautionary tale. They're dangerous to using steroids. Like, you know, like a guy I know with big rope-like muscles, you know, and then he, like, says he doesn't want to go on a group date. And then, like, he eats, like, lots of meat. Like, it's gross, you guys. And the girls are like, snaps. Snaps, girl. Everything. And then Ollie is like, I feel Chad's smire. I feel Chad's fire. It smells like meat. And then I thought that that was Dick's Function made a big bitch move. Like, you're going to spend your time to tell a sex story to just be like a little bitch to someone that you're, you know, you think is going to beat you because you're so short.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was actually on Chad's side when he gets up and then rips Evan's shirt.
Yeah. So they showed this clip. This was like the big controversy. When he gets up, did Evan push him? Because the story later is, well, I was just trying to get out. And I said, hold on, bro. Let me get out of the row before you start walking back into the row.
No, Evan didn't push him.
But then he didn't. And then he pushed me. And so I broke his shirt. Or what? I tore his shirt.
I broke his shirt. No. Chad just goes after him.
Yeah. He lets him pass and then gets him from the back and rips his shirt.
Yeah. And then Evan's like, what? I can't believe this. I mean, all I did was spend my entire stage time talking about what a dick Chad is and how he's on steroids. This guy, I can't believe he got mad. That's crazy. Yeah, that guy's violent.
It was very my little sister when we were little. She would come over to me while I was like binging and watching Facts of Life, and she would just start poking my arm, poking my arm, poking my arm, poking my arm, and then bam, I would slap her in the face. It's the same thing. That's what this kid is like. Yeah. You're like my little brat sister when we were kids. And she's not a brat now, but I mean at the time.
Exactly.
Worse.
Then Chad just goes, I'm not fucking doing this. I'm not doing it. I refuse.
He's like, yeah, fuck this. I like that everybody, the word of the scene is altercation. Evan's like, he got into an altercation with me. And then JoJo was like, I heard some kind of altercation. And then everybody's like, did you see the altercation? Altercation, altercation. Altercation, altercation. Altercation. Like, did you guys just learn this word?
Listen, you motherfuckers. If I can't lift weights right now, there's going to be an altercation.
What's an altercation, by the way? Yeah, there's going to be an altercation. Anybody know what that means? Whisper it in my ear. All right, charades. Do it with charades. And JoJo, resorting to violence is never the answer. Shut up. Okay, so it's Chad's turn. So he goes up onto the stage and stands in the dark. He moves away from the light. He's like, I'd like to call JoJo to the stand. And she's like, okay. So she goes up there, and guess what he's doing? Chewing.
Yeah.
Chewing meat. He's like sitting there chewing meat on the stage.
And while I'm watching this, I'm thinking, Chad's going to be the next Bachelor, right? Like, he's acting like he's going to be. I'm seeing a new show, Bachelor Chino State.
Yes. The abusive Bachelor. It's like you get that abuse pattern down before it even begins. Like, but he loves me. You're not even married to him yet. Stop letting him abuse you. But he hasn't abused me yet. He just will one day. It's like, oh, good.
It means he loves me.
If he abuses me, he loves me.
He corrects me because he cares.
So he takes her up on stage. And, of course, he's not very good with his, you know, words. So does he get on his knees? I think he's just like, hey, bitch. Like, want to get married? And then he tries to make out with her, but she turns her cheek and she's like, no.
Yeah, and all the guys are like, oh, mooted. Oh, did you guys see that? Oh, man, he went in for the kiss and she gave him her cheek.
Excited.
Oh, my God, this guy's going to leave after that.
So good. So all the guys are finishing up and going to the backstage area or whatever to wait, and all of the guys are like, like kind of passing him. Everyone's giving him shit. And then, of course, Dick's Function has to be like,
whatever, dude. Like, why are you so mad? Like, it's just stand-up, dude. Like, we're making a bunch of jokes. So, like, why are you getting mad? Like, I don't even understand, like, why you're upset right now, you know?
And then the vampire's like, you should appreciate the good fun, you know, betcha. And then Chad kind of punches.
Like, you know, that's just performing. Like, yeah. That's what everybody does. Yeah. You know, it's all in good fun.
So he punches the little guy in the throat, kind of like he pushes him back in the throat. And then they're in Big Daddy's Antiques for whatever reason. Right. And JoJo has her group meeting. And I don't know, some stuff was said, but I couldn't stop staring at Vinny's hairline. I'm sorry, I can't stop being obsessed.
Well, I was obsessed with Aaron Rodgers' hair. I was like, his hair looks like it's alive. Like, it's like a gremlin, and he fed it after midnight, and now it's just got its own, it's got a life. His hair was having a life of its own. His hair was rambunctious on top of his head. It was like moving from side to side.
It's like bobblehead hair.
His hair has ADD. It couldn't sit still. It was fidgeting.
But it's always like less good than somebody else's hair. There has to be like somebody for him to be inferior to at all times, for him to even be able to live in the world and understand it properly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So let's wait to see who that will turn out to be. So the first one-on-one interview at post-date thing, I mean, this thing is basically the longest speed dating thing I've ever seen in my life. She just basically does a thing and then goes and talks to 12 dudes, makes out with 12 dudes, whatever. So this one is, she's like, well, I think you're really nice and like, I mean, your hair's always changing. It's great. And you know, like, will your hair love me forever? Cause I don't understand. It's changing its mind all the time. And he's like, oh, listen, babe, like, I know I seem like I don't have emotions, but it's because I'm good at positioning myself to not get my heart broken. I mean, yeah. I split my pants a lot, but, you know, it's not where my heart is. So.
He's like, but my hair, the walls are down. My hair's got a lot. My hair's got very strong feelings for you. My hair's feeling the connection. So if you want to give my hair a rose, that would
my
be
hair
amazing.
Feels connection to a comb. I mean, I'm looking for a girl that can comb my heart. That's so romantic.
I can see him as my husband.
Also, speaking of his weird hair, he does not grow facial hair in the middle of his chin, which
no.
is bizarre. It's like this weird blank space there, but he's trying to do the Chad thing where he's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm not going to shave for 3 days, but he can't because there's like gaping holes. Poor thing.
I know.
So she's talking about how he's shy and he's not opening up. Now, I've learned in this show that that means you need to cry about something so that I know you're not just some actor.
Right.
You know, trying to get a contract.
Right.
So he's not really getting that that's what she's saying yet. So he's just like, I haven't felt like this in a long time. Like, I'll bet I can fit into your jeans. And she's like, whatever. Next. So he gets kind of dismissed.
Now, by the way, I should give you a little backstory, which colors the way I'm watching this now. I only found this out last night. But apparently, Aaron Rodgers has a girlfriend, was living with her up until he left to go do The Bachelorette.
Oh, no. Well, maybe that's yeah. why he said I broke up with someone 2 years ago, because I thought that guy's really hot to not have a girlfriend for 2 years. But that means he probably still has one.
Yeah, according to the rumors, was living with her right up until he left.
Nothing
which
like proving.
Does make me go, well, this does seem like acting.
Yeah, he's so fake. Nothing proves being ready for a committed relationship than being in a committed relationship.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, he's totally
so
the little
good.
He's the non-famous brother, and this is what he's doing to get his little 10 minutes or whatever.
But can't you see JoJo turning that around? She likes the abusive guys. He's just shows that he's so caring. He loves his girlfriend so much. They live together, so he loves commitment.
Well, you know, it's like my mom always said. It's like mama always said, don't quit your job till you got a new one. So let's see here. Then
I'm the one he's cheating on. He's amazing. By the way, in the middle of all this, Alex the midget says, I'm ride or die.
Yeah, what was that?
Said, I don't know, but it scared me. Now Chad is drunk and stalking JoJo.
So I'm ride or die in your grocery cart. Like, he would be that little guy, like, putting his legs through the front. I just want to stare at you every time you go through the groceries. She's like, okay. Can I ride the little motorcycle on my way out? Okay. Buckle in.
I'm ride or die, the grocery cart. Oh, that might be the funniest thing that we've said so far in this podcast.
So Santa, is this a Santa date? What were you trying to lead me to? Chad interrupts.
No, Chad just keeps, he's drunk at this point because he's been drinking backstage and he's stalking her. He just keeps walking by. They keep showing him like walking behind them, walking around
them. Yeah, she's like, I'm talking to Santa right now. Could you give us a minute? And he's like, So he sits in a chair in the hallway and starts kicking another chair around slowly. And then, yeah, stalking the couch. He's like right behind them where they can all see that he's doing it. He's so weird. And then he tells us, yeah, this is unfair. Everyone's trying to make me look like a jerk or something. They just want to test the big guy.
Yeah, everyone's mean to me. I'm a really great guy. And then he says to Evan, Chad goes off on Evan. He's like, that guy already has 3 kids.
Yeah.
At which point my husband said, hold on, you can go on The Bachelor if you have 3 kids.
See ya.
Shut up. Yeah.
He's like, get me a weave. I'm out of here. I need a break.
And then Chad finally sits down with JoJo. He seems he's super drunk and he seems unstable. And I mean, he looks like he's a serial killer. And JoJo goes, when I'm with you, I see your sweet side.
He's like, yeah. I love how he talks to her. He's like, what's up?
Well, here's how I feel. Here's my feelings and my feelings. And I'm feeling forever. It's because it's forever. Like, forever. Like, I need to know to trust you forever and ever.
And he's like, yeah.
Okay, well, good talking to you. I felt things.
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
That's your sweet side. I can totally see him as my husband.
What a sweet guy. Yeah, and then stupid dysfunction is like, this isn't fair. Like, he's getting violent, you know? Like, that changed everything. Like, I'm scared for my life.
He messed with my shirt.
Yeah, he messed with the Navy. Old Navy. This is like trying to turn it into a national crisis. Shut up, dysfunction. You'll live. Your t-shirt costs $5. I own it.
And then Evan goes to talk to her. I'm just saying that he's so mean. Chad is so mean. So I'm just saying that I don't think I can do this. It's him or me.
I know. And he also did it with the Chad move because he interrupted Chad's private time.
Right.
And he's like, you're not the only one who can interrupt, bitch. And he's like, okay, well, I'll just be sitting over there kicking a chair. She's like, okay, thanks for feeling. He's like, yeah, I felt it. Yeah. I'm going to get some pussy.
And then JoJo's like, wow, this just puts me in such a difficult situation because, I mean, Chad is like really one of the sweetest guys I've ever met. I mean, you don't even know his backstory. He's been through a lot. He's so, so sweet. His sweet side. If you could only see his sweet side, you'd see. And Evan's like, he ripped my shirt. You didn't even see that. He ripped my shirt. I'm telling you, this is a different shirt than the one I was wearing before. Do you know why? Because the other one is ripped.
He's like, I feel like this is really dangerous, girl. Like, I mean, right now he's just like a meathead, but you never know. Someone could die. Like, I'm not comfortable being here with that guy. And she's like, oh my God, you're feeling things? I like that you're feeling things, but you're a little tattletale-y. Now, he's dangerous, girl. Put up a sign. Danger, girl. Danger. So Chad is so pissed that he just got interrupted that he's walking around the set like, fuck that guy. That guy looks like the Marshmallow Man. Hey, that guy looks like someone from Go Fish. Yeah, you know what that guy looks like? A gay condom. I'm like, what are you even talking about? And then he passes a mirror and sees himself and he's like, God damn it up. Oh, hey, handsome. Yeah. Hey, baby. And then he starts like talking to himself and giving him kisses in the mirror. That shit is amazing.
Oh, my God. It is the best. It's such a great character.
Oh, and this is also where dysfunction was like, listen up, girl. I think you're great and everything, and I totally believe that we could be friends forever, but I can't be sure if Chad is here. Like, he's terrifying. So it's her or me, bitch. And she's like, oh, my God, this is so difficult. I mean,
on the one hand, you are so amazing. Like, you work with penises all day, and you're doing, like, so much for society because I'll tell you one thing. I love penises. I mean, all penises. Like, whatever. If people are just walking by, I'm going to be like, can you bring that penis over here? But on the other hand, Chad is, like, the sweetest. Oh, my God. I love him so much. Like, I totally see him as my husband.
Yeah, stupid.
What do
girl.
I do?
And then dysfunction goes back to gossip with all the other little hens.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, did you tell her about feeling in danger? And he's like, yeah, you guys, I was totally strong with her. I'm stronger than I've ever been with her. And I'm like, LOL, you're wearing shoulder pads. And you have girl bangs. And you're 5 feet tall. Please stop.
He's like, I'm learning. I'm really, this is for you guys. This might be the Bachelorette, but for me, this is like an empowerment seminar. Yeah. I'm like at an empowerment seminar right now. I'm feeling so strong.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough, and I can't get a boner. I'll know how to get a boner. Okay.
Even if I get kicked off, you guys, I learned so much about myself, and like my inner child has just grown into an inner toddler. That's how I feel. So strong.
My child has just pooped itself inside of me and my soul. And they're like, yeah, bro, good for you. Did you notice that during this whole time, Chad was just sitting there? All the guys do is sit there and stare at Chad. Have you noticed that? They put the motorcycle guy or the fireman guy right behind Chad, and he's just standing behind him staring at him while Chad sits there. It's the weirdest thing. And then it's like three scenes later, and he's still standing there just staring at Chad. It's so creepy. Why is Chad the creepy one?
I mean, it's just because Chad wears it on his face more, I guess.
They literally all sat there and just stared at him. It was the creepiest, weirdest thing, and it just kept going and going. Okay, so now she pulls Evan aside, and she gives him the flower because she's like, I really like you, and look, I've got so many men here. There's no telling whose dick is going to break in the middle of the season. So, like, let's face it, I need you here for medical. So I'm not coming out Chad today, but here's a rose forever. Here's a forever rose.
Okay? And then Chad loses his shit.
Yeah, because like, he didn't know this was even happening.
What?
He didn't know this was all happening yet. So he's like, "Was this for real? Joke?
Is this for real? What the fuck is going on? Did I just wait? Am I in an alternate reality? Am I on Lost? Is this a dream? This is not happening."
Oh, he was so mad. And she's like, "I really don't appreciate that, young man. Like, if you have to use the bathroom, ask for a pass." And he's like, when he got the rose, Dick's function goes, ah! he goes, yes, I will totally accept this rose.
He's like,
I have no words.
I'm so happy. My 17 children are going to love this so much.
He was squealing like a girl. It was so funny. He's like, I was a math tonight, you guys. Like, you are gayer than a sausage sword fight. You need to just rein it in, buddy. Jesus. Like, you are the embodiment of bitchy bottom.
Oh, my God. I know.
So now, drama! So Chad's shocked, so he gets that angry, like, I need some turkey cold cuts look. And then, you know, whatever, smarts off.
At first, it's really awkward for a second. They're all just, they don't know what to do. And the other guys are just sort of sitting there. And then Grant tells off Chad, I have here.
Oh, in front of her?
Yeah, because then JoJo goes, I don't like this side of you.
That's fireman with the chin. That guy's also very, like, if you watch him when he gets pissy, he starts snapping his fingers, and he does that, like, gay thing where he's, like, kind of rolling his head and, like, I don't know. You can't see this, obviously, but he's, like,
I can picture
like,
it
his
exactly.
hands are coming, like, slapping his hands in a way.
Yeah.
He's like, girl, well, you are not respecting her right now.
Yeah.
And what she really wants is some respect. And you see what you're doing? Look what he's doing now. Look what he's doing. I'm like, girl, you need to reel it in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's Z snaps and R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes. Take out the E-C-T, girl. Mm-hmm. And then Chad is like, you're really vibing with this guy?
Yeah.
And Alex is like, this is so great. I'm going to DVR this and watch it over and over and over again.
So funny. Now we go back to
And then Chad leaves all mad. And this is the kind of guy Chad is. He's like, pissed.
Yes.
Ugh, guys, they're so gross.
So now we're back at the house, and my boyfriend Derek doesn't want to sleep in the room with Chad. And they of course flash that he's a commercial banker. So you're like, so you don't want to sleep in the room with Chad, because he might snap and ask questions about a home loan or apply for a new ATM card. I'm not really so comfortable.
If I have to change one more PIN number today because some idiot forgot to write it down, I swear to God. The gay guy.
But it is so weird because there's no real reason that Derek is scared. You know, I mean, Chad's not mad at Derek at this point.
Well, they're all just being bitches at this point. They're all poking him and trying to make him more and more angry to get out the competition. But it's stupid. It's a bad move. They should keep him around. Just leave him alone and let him ruin himself later. You guys need to get rid of the small pickings first.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the gay guy is still so happy. He's in another interview because the show's 10 hours long. And he goes, I'm literally everything. And that's a direct quote. So everyone's like, oh my God, he's not safe. So they call a security guard, which is so awkward for them. What wusses. So the next date is a one-on-one with the boring dork dad guy, James Taylor. And this is how much she doesn't want to fuck this guy. She's like, okay, we're going to dress like it's the 50s. Then we're going to go take a dance class with 90-year-olds. And then we're going to go do a production number with a bunch of gay guys. It's like there's no chance at all for any sexuality to enter this ever.
None.
She's totally friend-zoning this guy. And this is the first time where I really saw what she was doing as far as the... She thinks she's on a sports show, which is funny that there's sports in every episode because she narrates everything like it's sports. She'll be like, well, here I am with James Taylor. He's been doing good, pretty good so far. He's making me feel special and loved. And I think maybe he could love me forever. And, you know, he'll whip out the guitar. And there's a point. The way he was in that dance... You know, she starts, like, going down and sports-centering it. And she tells him after all of this, because we're talking so much, but after all of this, she tells him something like, well, I think you're a really good friend and I really love spending. You have no faults. You know that? You have nothing. I can't think of one thing that's wrong with you, but I don't know if you really feel things. And he's like, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Well, I was like uglier once. They used to call me Johnny Longneck, which didn't even make sense because like it doesn't even rhyme. And I'm like, you have a long neck. So, yeah, it kind of makes sense. And
I was bullied. People were really mean to me because I was so ugly and I had no confidence. But, I mean, now I'm full of confidence.
Yes. And he went into this thing trying to – it was like this desperate backpedaling of tap dancing. It was a tap dancy beggy speech. He's like, I do think everyone makes fun of me. I'm a nerd. I suck. I haven't been able to get a hard on in 5 years. Okay. I mean, and then she's like, oh, he feels things. And then she saves him and gives him the rose. I'm like, okay, so that's what you're after. You need somebody to give you a monologue. And now this version of their singing on American Idol is to come up with something that will hopefully make her cry in some kind of way.
But I felt like she gave him the rose at that point out of pity. Didn't you feel like it was a pity rose? Because how are you not going to – the guy goes like, yeah, everybody kicked my ass in junior high and nobody liked me. And then I grew up feeling so – really just bad about myself. And like, I mean, pretty much if you don't give me a rose, I'll probably commit suicide. But I mean, you know, do whatever you feel, whatever's in your heart.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. He's like, so I came here.
What are you
here,
supposed to do at that point?
This She's is like, going to end one way. Okay. You're either going to give me, this is going to end one of two ways. You're either going to give me a rose or I'm going to give myself a rope. What's it going to be, JoJo? She's like, well, don't die. I won.
Then this is might be my favorite thing that happened in the whole show. We're back at the house. Are you with me on this?
Yeah, I'm.
Dad is sitting in a chair eating a yam. The official tater of bodybuilders.
I love 2016. Like the 2016 Neanderthal. He's like, yeah, a sweet potato. And it's like flying out of his mouth.
In the middle of a forcible rape. This thing keeps my blood sugar up.
It's and good then, that douchebags have learned to, you know, like get good hair and still eat really, really healthy while they're being douchebags. I just figured douchebags, like, get a chicken leg. I mean, who are you scaring right now with your sweet potato?
But just chomping on it, like in the middle of just chomping on it. And then vampires having a conversation with him as if he's not chomping on a sweet potato. and vampires, like, comparing him to Hitler. Like, you could be like Hitler or Mussolini, or Bush.
Yeah, just be like Bush, bro. Like, take it down a little, okay? I betcha. Like, you know, when you're mean, then everyone thinks I'm mean too. You know, like, let's say you're Hitler. Then, you know, I'm like the guy turning on the gas in the showers. You know, I don't want to be that guy. And, you know, be someone less. You know, be Mussolini. And he's like, he's just looking at him while he chomps a potato. Okay, you don't know who Mussolini is. Okay, Bush. And he just looks at him. It's like, well, I don't know. I don't know. The head of the, you know, the mayor. Just be the mayor. And he's like, and then he moves on to a whole head of lettuce.
Oh, my God. And then they go back to, well, then they go back to the such a boring date with James Taylor.
Yeah, let's just skip it. Then she basically friend zoning him.
Yes. Then you realize there's not going to be a rose ceremony because it's getting too late in the show. Show's almost over.
And Chad works out, which basically means like that's what right. it sounds like again. And then the vamp pushes out his butt again. I just right. love these scenes. They're so
and
good.
And then this is where Evan goes and talks to Chris. Chris, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, my God.
I know there's 45 producers around, but I just wanted to talk to you because you wear a sweater vest. So I just want to tell you that Chad is making me feel really scared right now.
Well, you know what
and
made me feel scared?
Yesterday.
You know what made me feel scared? The toilet paper that I had to clean up all over the street. I was wearing a sweater. So I would like you to take your pussy ass back inside and cry in there without toilet paper to wipe your tears because you have none left.
So then Chris goes to talk to Chad. And he's like, dude, you know, I mean, are you beating the shit out of people or threatening them or what's going on? And Chad's like,
they're obsessed with me, just like yeah. chicks. It's like,
yeah, maybe a little.
And Chris is like yeah.
well, we wouldn't want you to have to leave because, you know, you're probably the star of the show at this point. But could you just go back and talk to the guys and, you know, just.
Yeah,
yourself,
make it right, or... he says. He's yeah. like, look, I get that you're a douchebag, okay? it's The Bachelorette. Of course you're a douchebag. I'm not going to tell you not to be a douchebag. We're having this conversation with a phallic symbol right between us because they were standing by that big dick water fountain thing that's shooting up into the air. So yeah. that's right between them as they talk. He's like, there's a huge dick right here. We want you to be a dick. But, you know, these bitches are crying. So go wipe their tears, put them to bed, whatever. So...
So Chad starts storming back. He's like, all right, dude. Yeah, I'll do that. And then they show him walking back towards the house you know what? Oh, I'll show him all right. I'll show him by putting a fucking fist through their face. So then it's to be continued.
This was amazing because Dick's function is walking around biting his nails, literally biting his nails. What's going to happen? Is he coming back? Are they going to let him back? Are they going to take him? What if he comes back in here? Girl, what am I going to do? And Alex is like, don't worry, bro. We'll take care of you. I'll be hiding in that closet over there. But if you need me, just whistle. Do a three-time whistle, okay? Bye. Jeez. And Jack's like, Chad is like, hey, go, because he didn't have any food, so he just grabbed a tree and started drinking the nectar. He's like, yeah, I'm going to dismember these fuckers and gouge their eyes out. I'm going to take their nuts, impregnate some orphan with them, and then eat their baby. Okay, God, we get it.
I'm going to do it all in the next episode.
Oh, the end tag was amazing because this was boring, stupid dad, Daddy Longneck or whatever his name is. And so the end tag was him trying to tape his interview, but there was a moth in the room. And the producer's like, there's a moth. Stupid moth. And he's like, a moth? It's a moth! I was like, this show... I mean, Jesus Christ, does this have a huge gay following? Because I feel like they're doing this for us. This is for my people, this show.
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
Those straight guys are so gay, I wouldn't even have sex.
But JoJo, the guys are, you know, boring. But JoJo there's no story. This is why they have to keep Chad. Because at this point, I think they're having to edit around JoJo developing feelings for a fire hydrant.
Well,
being able to see one of the chairs in the living room as her future husband. She's like, that chair is so comfortable for me to sit on. I just feel really safe when I sit in that chair. I just feel really surrounded by cushionness. And I can really see that chair as my husband.
Oh, my God. Is that the chair that Chad kicked? Oh, it has such a sad story.
That chair has such a moving backstory. I just really feel like that chair let down its walls. And I can really see myself sitting in it for a long time.
Oh, chair, did people make fun of you when you were a little chair?
So now we have to keep Chad around.
Yes, at least at least for the second part of this very special Bachelor Week.
Right.
This show, amazing. And I have to say, I actually love this JoJo girl. I think she's freaking adorable.
Really?
I do. I really love her. I mean, I know that we've not seen her make out with 30 people. She's got her hands up people's cornholes at this point. Like, who knows? But I just think she's, like, so nice and sweet and, like, wholesome. And, like, she really does just want to live a few blocks away from a Cheesecake Factory for date night. You know, it's like she doesn't really need all that much.
No, I guess she doesn't. Just a guy to not cheat on her, or just cheat on her a little bit, as long as he has, like, a really sad story about why he felt like he needed to cheat so she can try harder.
Well, if I don't know it, I can't know it. Am I right, guys? All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We have another episode this week coming up because there was a two-parter this week.
Yeah.
So come on. We should be on iTunes in a second. This is new, so it takes us a minute to get on iTunes and get all that stuff sorted out. But we are on iTunes. Yeah, we have a Twitter now. You can find us.
Pod.
At Rose Pricks Pod. And I'm at Ronnie Karam. Stephanie is S. Wilder Taylor. And also
go to our new Facebook page, which
Facebook.
I'm going to be updating like crazy, the Rose Pricks Facebook.
Yes, and we are going to start a premium feed. This will always remain free, so don't freak out. This podcast will always remain free, but we are going to have a premium feed where we do deep dives into the Bachelor's lives and just make fun of their social media and stuff. So once we have one of those up, we will put one of those out for you guys to try and see if you listen to. And otherwise, that's it. We love doing this with y'all.
Yeah, we'll round up gossip, too. So we'll do deep dives and all the gossip we can find about their backstories and bring that to you for a really low price.
Yeah, so thank you guys for supporting us. It is amazing being able to start a whole new thing. I feel so good. I'm having so much fun.
Me too.
And we love you guys. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
See ya.